Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicate our life to this sport. We do thousands of sit-ups in camp. We run hundreds of miles, you know, for the ones that take it serious. And we just dedicate ourselves fully to our craft, man. We watch tape. We attitude. We moody, and we go into that fight and to land on the line.
The College Ball Show is back. I'm Chris. He's usually Marshall, but he is not here at the present time. So I'm going to roast solo today, which is okay. You know, no big deal. Everything is lovely. We're going to break down a variety of games here. You know, week three, there was a lot of messages sent. That's for sure in week three. No doubt about it. Obviously, Louisville is the one that stands out. And I'm seeing this news that I saw not long ago about Kevin Garnett expecting to retire. And that one, although I figured it would happen here soon, I really thought he had one more year left for the Timberwolves and whatnot. But anyway, let's get back to the College Ball Show. You can go ahead and give me a follow. I'm Chris. You can give me a follow at Ropadope Radio on Twitter. Of course, for those listening on YouTube, you can check out the blogtalkradio.com/ropeadoperadio. And both the Ropeadope Radio podcast for boxing and the College Ball Show for football and basketball later in the year can always be downloaded on iTunes or listen there, subscribe, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But anyway, like I was saying, there was a lot of top 25 upsets. No doubt about that. A lot of upsets when it came to that. Tight games that went down to the wire. But really, Louisville. What Louisville did to Florida State is beyond impressive. I mean, it's ridiculous. And this Lamar, I mean, the quarterback for Louisville, the numbers he's putting up, we knew that he had these crazy numbers the first 2 weeks of the season, I should say. And you figure, well, I mean, you know, look at the competition, right? But Lamar Jackson, Christian McCaffrey, other, you know, players out there deserve a lot of look for Heisman, obviously. McCaffrey's the do-it-all guy. But, man, this guy here is really, it's getting scary. Lamar Jackson had 146 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns, his longest being a 47-yard scamper. He also threw for a touchdown, did throw a pick, but threw for 216. This guy, he also had Ratcliffe with him to have 100 yards. They rushed for 314 yards in that game. And, you know, Cook, he had 16 carries, 54 yards. It didn't matter, right? It didn't matter because it was just blowout city. When it was like 14-10, you thought, okay, maybe we can get a game here. But then all of a sudden, it just took off and never looked back. 63-20 was that ending score there. It's pretty ridiculous. Fairly ridiculous. We had that great game between Oklahoma State and Pittsburgh. Oklahoma State ended up getting, you know, by that one, and the numbers are just ridiculous in that game. If you look at Rudolph throwing for like over 500 yards, what was it, 520? Mason Rudolph for the quarterback there at Oklahoma State. James Washington, the wide receiver, 9 catches for 296 and 2 touchdowns. And Childs, the running back, Rennie Childs, he added 4 touchdowns and 100 yards rushing. So overall, just a really fun game there. Oklahoma and Ohio State, people thought that was going to be a close game. And I did, I figured that as well. It wasn't. 45-24, Ohio State really showed that they're going to be something special this year. Michigan State just started, destroying Michigan. Or not Michigan, North Dakota. Man, I'm just all over the place. I was going to go to that. That's the next score right below. Notre Dame is what I was going to say. However, at least Notre Dame got back in that game and made things very interesting. They made things very interesting. So couple other games, that A&M game in Auburn, that was a big game. Good win for them. They got another tough one coming up. Georgia just snuck by Missouri 28-27. North Dakota State, man, they've been doing it for some time now. They're a solid program. They're not in a, in the big conferences or even an independent or anything like that, a smaller conference in big time football, but it really doesn't matter. They get it done 23-21 at the buzzer with a kick. That was a big win as well. Alabama, Ole Miss. Ole Miss, once again, just went nuts right away. Looked like they had this, healthy lead and everything, but then just gave it up. They made a little run back as well. I shouldn't say a little one. They definitely got back in the game. But 48-43, Alabama gets it done. Colorado in Michigan was very interesting until finally Michigan kicked it in, into the next gear, and it took over 45-28. But Wisconsin just surviving against Georgia State. That was could have been a big shocker there. In Texas and Cal, some issues there. That's for sure. There were some issues going on in that game as far as a really bad call. But either way, credit to Cal there. 50-43, I think. Yeah, 50-43. That was a really fun game. LSU made things ugly late against Mississippi State, but did get the W. Nebraska, Oregon 35-32. Nebraska upsets Oregon, but Oregon, they kind of screwed, or I shouldn't say kind of, they screwed themselves going for all these, 2-point conversions. And I don't understand that. They, if you look at the final score, you go, huh, wow. Okay, well, that could have been a different game. They definitely just screwed themselves based off that. It was kind of strange, in my opinion. Just a quick little recap, since I really didn't, we were going to do a Monday show. I just did one on YouTube solely. I probably should have done a real quick recap show that day as well, actually. But I didn't. I forgot to kind of sync it up there. So I'm not going to go too crazy with this recap, and that's why I'm kind of just bringing us through there, because like I said, I already kind of did one and I don't want to be overly repetitive, but it was a great week. If you look at week 2, lived up to no hype because it looked like a really crappy week, but it turned out to be a really fun week. Good games, upsets, miracle endings, controversial calls from the referees, the whole nine. But I'll tell you what, week 3 had a lot of promise and hype and anticipation, because why wouldn't it? I mean, it was the schedule was just chock full of stuff, and it produced. Once again, it definitely produced, no doubt about it. Man, fun stuff, no doubt about it. It's been another great year. Oh, shoot, I just retweeted that, something I shouldn't have. Because the show's going on right now, not in 30 minutes. What the hell am I doing? Anyway, let's get in. It's too early to say, well, Louisville should be over Alabama, which you could definitely, make an argument for that. And I'm not worried about these rankings. I think with all these, top teams going down right about now, I think that kind of shows you, it kind of shows you. That's not to say, though, that certain teams like Ole Miss, for one, in Oklahoma, they're screwed. Let's not get that twisted. They're definitely probably screwed. you know, for the rest of the season. But, you know, that type of thing happens, I guess you could say. Some of the big games that we're going to talk about, Michigan State versus Wisconsin, Florida and Tennessee, that's a big, big SEC East game, no doubt about that. That's, I'm looking forward to that. I really want to see what we're going to get out of Florida this year offensively, and also Tennessee, which team will show up. We know they love to play to levels. Who knows, man? Arkansas, Texas A&M, Oklahoma State, Baylor, that should be a great shootout. Ole Miss, Georgia, just to name a few. And let's get right into that couple of these marquee matchups, the big, big matchups, before we talk about maybe some games flying under the radar. Michigan State, number 8, against the number 11, Wisconsin. It's a big game in the Big Ten, no doubt about it, man. Basically, these teams are built very similar, right? Quarterback-wise, we're still trying to figure out both sides, although O'Connor looks to probably be better than what the Badgers have at center. But they're built pretty much the same. They want to pound the running game, and they want to play great defense. Now, Wisconsin O-line, their offensive line, which usually is amongst the best, right, in the whole country, it's shaky. It's a little shaky this year. They're not able to run, and they did beat LSU, but, you know, LSU's kind of shaky this year offensively as well. And that's not to say anything about their defense, you know what I mean? But both want to run the ball and play great defense, both Michigan State and Wisconsin. However, it hasn't looked good for them. Georgia State, that was a much tighter game than it had to be, and it's not just the fact that it was a tight game, but like I said, the offensive line definitely struggled, man. And obviously, when you have unproven quarterbacks, it usually equates to game management roles, and so minor errors, you know, could prove costly. Just a little minor error here and there. So really take care of the ball. Both have to take care of the ball. And I'm just wondering, you know, which Badger offensive line will show up. And so that's basically the biggest part of it for me. And there was a lot of unknowns last week with Michigan State. Let's be honest. And they looked great for a good chunk of that game. Now, obviously, they did let Notre Dame get back in that game and pretty much all the way back in that game. So that potentially could be a yellow flag, red flag as well. If you would have just told me the final score, I wouldn't have, and they won it, it wouldn't have looked as bad. But when you have, 26-7 or something, when you have a big lead and you let a team in, who knows? But anyway, I got Michigan State. My pick is Michigan State 20, Wisconsin 16. Now, number 19, Florida, number 14, Tennessee face off in the afternoon on CBS. I think the Gator defense will stand out here. The Vols offensive line, speaking of a struggling offensive line, this front five is mediocre at best for Tennessee. They're stuttering, no doubt about it. I don't know, man. You know what I mean? I really don't know, unless there's just a phenomenal performance from Jalen Hurd, which is totally possible. I'm looking that Florida will slowly grind out Tennessee and get an ugly win, 17-13. A couple of games that really mean a lot in the SEC, no doubt about it. I mean, a ton of games here the last couple weeks, the last 2 weeks, really. But number 17, Arkansas against number 10, Texas A&M, both of them unbeaten. And this is the third quality opponent for A&M, and it's only September. That's not to say Arkansas has played a bunch of chumps, because they haven't. In fact, they just beat TCU last week in a very tight game. Or 2 weeks ago, I should say. Or was it last week? I'm starting to lose it. obviously, ground and pound with their gigantic offensive line is what, you know, Arkansas wants to do. Whereas A&M, they want to spread the field to activate their plethora of wide receiver talent. You know, I mentioned this in the Auburn A&M game, and I really felt like whoever won that game, there'd be a chunk of confidence that they would gain. And when you got two unbeaten, you know, teams in this West, and, you know, this side of the conference, I mean, don't get me wrong, the other side, the East is starting to get better, right? We're starting to see more depth, but basically Alabama, right, and LSU, and just in general, just the schedule of having to play all of them in the West, all the teams in the West, I really think it would just give a ton of confidence whoever wins this game to be able to compete on that side of it. I'm going to go with the Aggies to pull this one out in a somewhat biased Cowboy Stadium crowd in Texas, but it's such a big stadium, and we know the South draws well in general. So you know Arkansas is going to have plenty of people in the house. It's not like it's the longest travel. But I got Texas A&M 24, Arkansas 23, so they barely find a way to get it out. And Baylor finally plays somebody with the pulse. Their non-conference is known to be, you know, let's just say it, crappy, right? Not good. Let's put it that way. Not good at all. So, you know, obviously the distractions potentially could mount up on them with the off season. I mean, they lost some players. They lost some recruits that probably would be helping right now. And their defense is, well, we don't really know about their team just yet, to be honest with you. Oklahoma State, they got jobbed 2 weeks ago by the ref from the error he made, but they got to hold some responsibility, like I mentioned, because they let Central Michigan, who seems like a pretty legit team, but they let them hang around. So they have some fault there as well. Don't really know exactly what we got on defense from both sides. One thing we can basically guarantee is fireworks on offense, you know, with the passing attacks and whatnot. But I'm going to go with a bit of an upset here. Baylor, you know, 16th ranked. I'm going to go Oklahoma State 48-44 in a tight one. I think Ole Miss is going to finally find a way to close out a game, a tight game, right? And they're going to knock off Georgia. We've talked about offensive line a handful of times on the show so far. The Bulldogs' offensive line will probably have nightmares facing an aggressive Rebel defense unit. So that's a little bit of an upset right there, but not really if you look at the spread, you know what I mean? Speaking of the spread, against the spread, I usually have a category on my article for Sport News 24.com. And I have different categories, hardcore barn burner, maybe some games that don't, you know, feature ranked teams or whatever, but or way under the radar, but it's just going to be good, you know, for us hardcore college football fans. I also have a category called Against the Spread. And right now I'm going to say Oregon State is going to cover as a 13.5-point underdog against Boise State. That's what I'm going to say. That's going to be my guess. I think he can get that done. I think they'll get that done. As far as the hardcore barn burners, Pittsburgh and North Carolina. Obviously, Pitt, I mentioned, lost that weather-delayed game on the road. It was a tough one, man. Very tough one. And obviously, UNC is not going to lay down. Both these teams can't afford another loss, you know, this early in the season. So this should be a good game. Pittsburgh at North Carolina. ACC implications, obviously, as well. My honorable mention for hardcore barn burner includes BYU again. BYU versus West Virginia should bring the entertainment for the hardcores. And this is the fourth week in a row for BYU in this category. They battled UCLA down the stretch. They lost another close one when they lost, 20-18 or 20-19 the week before to UCLA. So, just kind of looking at some of these other games around the landscape of college football. I'll tell you what. Oh, shoot. What just happened there? I wonder if it's, I hope it's not frozen. I hope it's still coming through. Let's see. Clemson last night handled business against Georgia Tech. And remember, I think it was a good two or three games before they actually got things going and started looking like a team that could really do some damage. And maybe that was a sign of things to come, you know, with that win 26-7 over Georgia Tech. You know, maybe that spawns them and gets them going. I'll tell you what, though, they better hope that they're pretty much corrected next week, because they're taking Louisville on next week. And as we know, Louisville looks like a pretty good squad, right? Before it was the eye test, now they've passed more than the eye test. And even if you don't think, let's say you don't think that they're going to, that Florida State was going to win a national championship, that's cool. No problem. But if you think Bama's a good team and you look at the Ole Miss game, you know, Ole Miss games for both, I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean? Florida State came back after being down, very similar to the way Alabama did. I don't know, man. That's going to be a great game next week. But tonight, USC 1-2. You know, the schedule hasn't been easy, playing Bama, playing Stanford, but there's just no life there. And it doesn't get any easier. Tonight, actually, on FS1, they're taking on Utah, who's number 24. We'll see how that goes, man. Penn State, Michigan, you know, like I mentioned, Michigan kind of had Colorado. It was not a bad squad at all. They hung around. We'll see if Michigan State can beat Penn State kind of cleanly. You know what I mean? LSU and Auburn at Auburn. That's a really good game. We'll see if LSU can find some life in their offense and put together like a good solid game. You know what I mean? UCLA and Stanford. That's the primetime game Saturday night. That should be a good game. I'm looking forward to see that. UCLA lost a good game against a fairly good game. They made it interesting in the end, actually, now that I think about it. But they're actually getting beat, not handedly, but I think it was 23-9 at one point. But they did jump back in that game. But that should be a good game. I'm looking forward to that. And then Washington, a lot of people high on Washington this year. They're taking on Arizona on the road. They're a 14-point favorite. So we'll see if, you know, what happens there. I don't know. It's kind of like wait and see for me with Washington, to be honest with you. They got talent. They got a good coach. They got a good quarterback, it looks like, right? But, and I've heard many experts talk about this team like they're something to be, you know, reckoned with over there. So we'll see what they do in the Pac-12, and obviously we'll see what they do, you know, right there, right then and there. A couple other games to mention. What? Let's see. Cal and ASU should actually be pretty good. A West Coast game out there, that should be pretty interesting. As far as a hardcore game, I don't know how much points are going to be scored, but Kentucky and South Carolina might turn out to be a good game that you tune into at the end of it. Colorado and Oregon. Colorado put up a good fight against Michigan. Maybe they can do some damage there. We'll see. Anyway, make sure you follow the College Football Show throughout the College Ball Show in college football. Will be covered all the way to the national championship. Then we switch gears in January to college basketball. We take that all the way to the national championship. And then we switch gears. We take about a week or two off. We switch gears to the NBA playoffs, all the way to the finals, yada, yada, yada. So stay with us. You can check us out, you know, of course, at blogtalkradio.com/ropeadoperadio. And give me a follow at ropeadoperadio on Twitter. And I'm doing the college football on my YouTube channel now as well. Kind of linking that up both. So anyway, enjoy week 4. Be back next week to cover, you know, to recap early in the week, probably Monday, hopefully, I'd assume. And then later in the week, we'll take a look at the games That's, you know, in week five. So college football, man, it's a sprint and a marathon all in one. You guys take it easy and enjoy the games this weekend. All right? Peace.